Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome. This is The Lantern and a new story, of course. Some important parts and lessons from that story too. So welcome. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to today's story. The title of today's story is The Bees and Wasps and the Hornet. A store of honey had been found in a hollow tree, and the wasp declared positively that it belonged to them. The bees were just as sure that the treasure was theirs. The argument grew very pointed, and it looked as if their fur could not be settled without a battle. When at last, with much good sense, they agreed to let a judge decide the matter. So they brought the case before the Hornet, justice of the peace in that part of the woods. When the judge called the case, witnesses declared that they had been certain winged creatures in the neighborhood of the hollow tree, who hummed loudly and whose bodies were striped, yellow and black like bees. Counsel for the wasp immediately insisted that this description fitted his clients exactly. Such evidence did not help Judge Hornet to any decision, so he adjourned court for 6 weeks to give him time to think it over. When the case came up again, both sides had a large number of witnesses. An ant was first to take the stand and was about to be cross-examined when a wise old bee addressed the court. "Your Honor," he said, "the case has now been pending for 6 weeks. If it is not decided soon, the honey will not be fit for anything. I move that the bees and the wasps be both instructed to build a honeycomb. Then we shall soon see to whom the honey really belongs." The wasp protested loudly. Wise Judge Hornet quickly understood why they did so. They knew they could not build a honeycomb and fill it with honey. "It is clear," said the judge, "who made the comb and who could not have made it. The honey belongs to the bees. Ability proves itself by deeds."
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed to Allah the Almighty and the Powerful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear audience, you are listening to the new episode of the program Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Musavi, and in this program we will talk about the concepts of expertise and teamwork. Up until now, we talked about proficiency and its importance and the significance of it in Islam. We talked about the difference between knowledge and proficiency and referred to some narratives and stories in that regard. Well, another theme of the story is about teamwork. Until now, we talked about the importance of proficiency in an individual and the emphasis Islam puts on it. Well, about teamwork, the situation is the same. Successful work requires the cooperation of all energy and concerted efforts, because a person cannot perform all the roles in the best way. And Allah the Almighty says, "And hold fast to the rope of God altogether, and do not become divided." Surat Ali Imran, verse number 103. Again, about the teamwork, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi says that Satan is closer than one, and from two is farther away. Or in another narrative, he says that God's hand is with the group. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised sure success for those who work together with team spirit. One of the important stories about the positive effects of teamwork in Islam is the story of the Prophet Musa, sallallahu alayhi, and his brother Harun. In the Quran, we see that the great Prophet of Allah, Musa sallallahu alayhi, recognized the talent of his brother Harun and said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he speaks better than I do, Ya Allah. Send him with me. Make him a partner in my mission. The lesson we take from this story is that it is very important that anybody who involves in completing a job must recognize the talents that others have and make an apt use of that talent.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
About the quality of teamwork, let's refer to this verse in the Holy Book of Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Surely God loves those who struggle for His cause in ranks, as if they were a solid cemented structure. Surah As-Saff, verse number 4. Although this verse revolves around jihad or war for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives definition of teamwork. Working together like a cemented structure. Teamwork means making efforts with total unity and solidarity. This type of work requires conviction, confidence, and emotional attachment to the mission. Of course, dedication in the members of a team is as important as team spirit, and those who are full of such spirit will certainly achieve success. Well, it seems that our time for this episode is up. Let's just touch upon the major topics of today. We talked about proficiency and its significance in our religion, its difference with knowledge, and the concept of teamwork, as well as its meaning and definition in Islam. Well, dear listeners, thank you for being with us in this episode. Until another greeting, I bid you farewell and wish you the best in life. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Effective teamwork is key to a successful business, as it increases productivity levels and produces better solutions to problems. Companies that foster a friendly and collaborative work environment will be the ones to succeed in the business world. For the team to succeed, each member should know what their role and responsibility is in the team, and what the roles and responsibilities of others are. Team members should also make an agreement on what needs to be done and who it should be performed by. And each member must be responsible and accountable for completing their own tasks. A team that has specific goals and completion deadlines for a task will work together more effectively than a team without goals. Making decisions should be based on open dialogue, with all the members offering their ideas and solutions to problems. Members should have the team's support and commitment not only when making decisions, but also when carrying them out. With trust, members can feel comfortable taking risks to communicate, advocate positions, and take action. Team members that trust each other can also share their ideas and feelings while being respectful of others. A great way to build trust is to hang out with your coworkers outside the office and use this time to get to know each other better. A team should celebrate and accept member differences and their diverse backgrounds, as well as the value each one brings to the team. It's also important to view team members as unique individuals and concentrate on the positive attributes of each member. Try sowing a few of these seeds in your company. Find out which ones serve you best and reap the harvest of stronger teamwork.
ألا بذكر الله